Coming right up, a special edition of Straight Talk, Israel at 60, with Deputy Consul General Yaron Gamberg.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the Director of Program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years.
And Long Beach Magazine, coastal living city style. This special edition of Straight Talk, Israel at 60, is brought to you by Community Hospital of Long Beach. When you have a choice, choose the best.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to this special edition of Straight Talk. We're very honored to have as our guest for the entire show the Deputy Consul General for the State of Israel, Yaron Gamberg. And welcome to our show.
Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you. Let me mention we have a new set, as you may notice, for this show, and we thank our crew for all the effort that went into creating this new set, and we welcome your comments about it. Yaron, Israel is celebrating its 60th anniversary. Give us a status report of Israel at 60.
Status report by our consulate and in Israel. We are deep in the preparations for the many celebrations that we're going to have in Israel and in many countries, including in this country. We will be welcoming many of our friends, new friends, old friends, to our events to celebrate on May the 8th of this year, the 16th anniversary of the State of Israel. 60 years ago, on this date, there was a declaration of independence of the State of Israel that followed the decision by the United Nations on November 29, 1947, about the creation of the State of Israel. For us, it's a great cause for celebration because it was 60 years, difficult years, but also very successful years. And when we look back, we feel proud about our country. And we feel proud not just about these 60 years, but 3,000 years of the Jewish history. You know, it's we're a new state in the family of nations today. But this place, land of Israel, before the Persians, the Persian Empire conquered it, before the Roman Empire conquered it, it was the Jewish kingdom, the Jewish state. You know, the kings of David, King Solomon, those are things that are important for us, and they're important to not just for us, they're important for the humanity. When we talk about this country, we talk about strong spiritual place. We also have a joke in Israel that, you know, after 40 years in the desert, Moses took us to the place that doesn't have an oil and very scarce water resources. Yeah. And
But you've made the land flourish despite the absence of natural resources. And I had the pleasure of visiting Israel for its 25th anniversary 35 years ago. And as you said, it's a very spiritual place. And Jerusalem, of course, is a land of all the major religions, and the culture and the history You just feel you're walking back in time.
Exactly. For us Jews, this is promised land. For Christians, it's the land of Jesus. So, you know, I immigrated to Israel. I was not born to Israel. So I can imagine people who are coming for the first time to Israel and see these places, see Jerusalem, the Dead Sea. They go to the Tiberias and see the places where the history and the culture of modern world was created. So you can feel only excited about this place.
And of course, in the 60-year history, Israel has faced many, many challenges and also has enjoyed many accomplishments, but it hasn't been easy reaching its 60th birthday.
Of course, our former Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon, once told that Israel can be seen as a man that in one hand holds the rifle and in the other hand holds the working tools for the agriculture and the industry. On the one hand, in these 60 years, we were fighting many wars, terrorism. We were among the first Western nations that were under the threat of the modern terrorism. On the other hand, we contributed a lot, not just to us, but to the whole world. And we, of course, feel proud about it, that despite all these difficulties that we know till this same day, we believe that this is, maybe because we believe that this is our land, that gives us power to do these wonderful things that we did in the last 6 years.
So at the same time as you've had to spend a lot of money on defense and sadly have to fight several wars with your neighbors, you've developed the economy, you've developed irrigation projects and a very high-level technical industry, which we'll talk about in the next segment. But you have to do both. Everyone goes through the military. I think there's 7.5 million Israelis, of which 1.5 million are Arabs, who are both Muslim and Christian, and they're full citizens of the state.
Exactly.
But everyone... The Jewish citizens all have to serve in the military, and at the same time, you have to develop your economy. So it's a big burden.
Just let me tell you, we have a 7 million country with one, and as you mentioned, a minority of Arab, about 1.5 million people.
Yes,
it's not just Jewish people that serve in the Israeli army. We are open society. We are democratic society. We are based our society on the same principles that this country, the United States, is based. So when we have the political presentation of all the ethnic groups and all of the people,
they're all represented,
of course, and in the army, and of course we don't have to remember that Israel is the country of immigrants.
Yeah.
We have millions, you know, out of half of the population of Israel are immigrants or sons and daughters of immigrants.
Like America.
Like America.
Let's take a look. Your Honor was nice enough to bring a little clip of Israel, and of course you are all invited to go to Israel, certainly this year, but any year. Let's take a look. What are we seeing, Your Honor?
Now we see Tel Aviv and places people go to the sea and one of the
looks
best
like California.
Beaches. Looks like California. I can tell you that when I came here, I don't have any problems with the climate.
Yeah.
We have the same.
But we don't have camels.
So that's one of the reasons for you to come to our country. You also can take a different kind of tourism. There are many people that are coming for kind of, you know, tourism in places like Eilat. People who are coming for the religious purposes tourism. You see now Jerusalem,
the Western Wall,
and people celebrating Jewish holidays. Of course, there are Christian and Muslim places, sacred places to three monotheistic religions. Now we see the Middle
Jerusalem,
Eastern,
that's Jerusalem, the marketplace.
The marketplace, the Middle Eastern style marketplace, very popular.
It's not a Ralph's.
Now we see the city of Nazareth and the desert, Negev desert. We have, you know, only 4 hours in order to cross the country, but you can have all the different types of landscape. This is Masada, very famous Jewish fortress. This is the Dead Sea area and the tourism that we have there. So you all invited, and Art, I know you've been to Israel many years ago.
Yes.
You have to come, and please, I would like to ask all the people to come. We have this year about 3 million people that are going to come to nation of 7 million, and we would like to invite and please keep coming to our country.
Thank you. We'll be continuing our discussion, but first we have to pause for these messages. Stay with us.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
AccuFlex, a division of Laserfiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with Laserfiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
We're back with this fascinating conversation about the state of Israel at the age of 60. And Yaron was mentioning how Israel is an immigrant society. And let's just take a moment, because America is an immigrant society, so we have that in common.
Of course, our nation was built by immigrants who came from more than 100 countries and spoke more than 100 languages, and all of us came to this place.
So you're a melting pot,
we are. And people even don't realize how melting... I mean, when I came to L.A., I didn't feel a lot of difference because we're also melting pot. Jews coming from different cultures and different backgrounds, speaking different languages,
and you personally,
becoming one nation.
And you personally immigrated from the Ukraine to Israel.
That's true. And my wife immigrated from France.
Go now.
But I have child in my family who was born in Israel. We call it Sabra.
Yes.
One who was born in Israel.
Yeah, native Not, born.
Another one was born in the United States during my...
So he's an American
He's
citizen.
An American.
Go now.
But at least we have one Israeli.
Well, let's talk about Arab-Israeli relations. It's no secret that this has been a continuing thorn in the side of the Middle East. And even to this day, tragedy on both sides occur with regularity. Give us your thought about Israel and its relationship with its Arab neighbors.
As you know, we're just talking a couple of days after the terrorist attack in Jerusalem, in our capital, when students were killed by the suicide terrorists that decided that he would like to attack the rabbinical center in Jerusalem. I would like to strengthen the positive, because first of all, we should remember that in these 60 years, we have many wars, but we made peace with two nations, Jordan and Egypt. We have good relationship with some other Arab countries and Muslim countries, and we're doing every effort to be in peace, to live in peace, and have a peace treaty with all of our Arab and Muslim neighbors.
And President Bush has proposed, and I think the American people embrace, the two-state solution. If the Palestinians would put down their arms and stop the attacks. You would recognize the state of Palestine. And there's been such tremendous economic development in the state of Israel, which I know you would be willing to share with your Arab neighbors and to some extent already do.
Of course, as I mentioned before that, we've made contribution to the whole world. There is no reason why we wouldn't make this contribution to our immediate neighbors. And I can tell you that even in the most difficult days of the fighting between us and Palestinian groups, we had the cooperation in different agricultural projects with the Palestinians, because we have these experiences. We experienced it for 60 years, even more. So what is important is that we can contribute. The problem is, as for us, as for the pragmatic and moderate Palestinians, is that there's not just in Palestinian Authority, but also in Arab world, there are extremist forces that are pulling back. That for them, the whole raison d'etre for them is to have this war with the
So without people the war, they're purpose...
Because they cannot exist without war. And this is the challenge for us, for pragmatic Palestinian and Arab leaders, and for the whole world.
Well, as you said earlier, Israel was on the front line of fighting terrorism long before 9/11.
That's true. You know, on the second day of the establishment of the State of Israel, we were already attacked by the six Arab nations, and the terrorism became a problem in Israel many years ago. So that's why maybe today El Al, Israeli air company, is the number one in security, because we have experiences that we wouldn't wish to anyone, but we had to deal with that. Now we would like to share our experiences with our friends, and I can tell you that we are doing this very successfully.
A lot of you may not be aware, but there's enormous technological developments that have occurred in the state of Israel. And I know you're always looking for investors and companies that want to open up an operation there, but I know cell phones were developed there. Speak to that and some of the other developments.
Yes, cell phones were developed in the research laboratories of Motorola in Israel, Haifa. And you know what? Let's put it very brief. Israel is ranked number three in world regarding the entrepreneurship in the world. Israel is ranked number two regarding the quality of university education. And Israel is ranked number one as the country that has the most of research and development investment per capita.
Wow.
So all of the things just show you why we are the one of the best places in the world to put money to invest in our country. And I can tell you that we're doing very well. We are already, for the fifth consecutive year, we have about 5% growth every year. It's the highest in all of the Western, between all of the Western countries. So I think it's not just coming for tourism, but if you would like to have good money, come to our country.
Okay, and we'll put the telephone number of the Consulate General up. If you have a question about investing there, give him a call. And we'll be back with more of this great show after these messages. Stay with us.
Bill Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Bill is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Bill Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
It's time to celebrate Southern California. Time to relive 25 years of Champ Car Racing at the 34th Annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, April 18th through the 20th. The party starts with six races, including the final Champ Car Race, Toyota Pro Celebrity Race, Drifting, and the American Le Mans Series. Plus, Pennywise in concert, robotic cars, and a free expo spotlighting renewable energy sources. Get your tickets today. This is one party you don't want to miss.
Welcome to Mori's of Naples. Mori's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Morey's.com to get the latest information. Morey's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We are back, continuing this wonderful conversation with our distinguished guest, the Deputy Consul General of Israel, Yaron Gamberg. And Yaron, the state of Israel enjoys a special relationship, not just with the United States, but also with the state of California. Tell us about that.
Of course. You know, you should be excited about this as we are excited about it. You know, California is the biggest state in the United States, and we realize it in Israel. And because it's a state, it also can conduct some kind of international outreach. So it makes possible for us to do a lot of projects. We have a lot of experience with solar energy in Israel. We are living in the area that we have many...
It's very sunny there. Like here.
Like here. So one of the first solar plants, biggest solar plants that were built in California, were built by an Israeli company. We, of course, have a lot of experience in homeland security or preventing the terrorism. Unfortunately, we have these experiences. We would like to share them, and we share them. And I would say that California is the leader in this kind of cooperation going on between Israel, state of Israel, and California.
And our ports, L.A., Long Beach, are a national security asset and sadly a target for terrorism, so we need all the help we can get.
We just have back the delegation from L.A. port to Israel last month to see the Israeli ports and how we secure our ports, because you know you understand the importance of L.A. and Long Beach port. Also, next week we'll have some meeting in Long Beach port that we are coming with some expert. We send, I would say, on the monthly basis, people from here, from the Homeland Security, from the area of aviation transportation or any kind of to Israel, or bringing our experts here.
And I know our congressman, Dana Rohrabacher, is the only congressman that has a separate Homeland Security staff member, Fadi.
Thank you for bringing this.
And I know he interacts with you.
Can I use this
place
just to thank the congressman and his... industrious and big assistant and very big friend of our consulate, Fadi Ismail, who is working with him on these issues. Just in January, we had a big conference on homeland security sponsored by Washington and Sacramento offices in L.A. And with the help of Fadi Ismail and office of the congressman, we've got a very exciting meetings for our companies that came from Israel with their American counterparts. So just one example, the latest example of what we're doing, and once again, thank you for this assistance.
Sure, and Governor Schwarzenegger is very outreaching in developing these relationships.
I can tell you that the governor, of course, you know, gives the umbrella for this kind of cooperation, and I would like to thank the governor for his support for the state of Israel in the most difficult days. If you remember, 2 years ago, we had a Lebanon war with the Hezbollah in Lebanon,
yes.
And governor was one of the staunchest supporters of the state of Israel and came out and speak loud about it. It was very important for us, for the people in Israel, for the Jewish community. Once again, thank you.
Wow. Well, we just have a minute or two left, Yaron, and just tell us a little bit about just your personal life and what it's like being here in America and in California with your two kids now.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I have already personal relations to this country because one of my kids was born here. And when we were offered in Israel, before we got appointment, where to go, New York or Florida or Los Angeles?
Good choice.
And
good
I don't choice. Want to offend anybody, and I know there's some New Yorkers here in the studio. But it was a great experience for us. We... you know, raising children here, enjoying all of the wonderful places here, and also finding a lot of similarities between this place.
Oh, the topography, desert, ocean, mountains, it's so similar. And I had the pleasure of meeting the new Consul General, Yaakov Dayan, at the Israeli Film Festival. And of course, years before, his predecessor, Ehud Danak, was a guest on our show. So it's so impressive. And you guys are all so young with these responsible positions.
You know, we have these energies that I think match the energies of this place. That's why I think we got these positions.
Well said. Well said. Well, we'll be back with the remaining portion of Straight Talk, but we'll have to pause for these messages. Stay with us.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
The original Renaissance Pleasure Fair, now in L.A. at Santa Fe Dam.
For over 80 years, Community Hospital of Long Beach has served the greater Long Beach community by providing the best medical care possible with a focus on clinical excellence and a caring, compassionate, personalized approach for every patient. It is our goal to be the community's preferred health care provider, providing a 24/7 rapid response emergency department, a state-of-the-art cancer center, and a free wellness and diabetes program. We are proud to introduce CHLB's new bariatrics program featuring the safe and effective Lap-Band system. Community Hospital of Long Beach. When you have a choice, choose the...
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
I love ribs! I love ribs!
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
What a wonderful show, and I'd like to reiterate the invitation for all of you to consider visiting Israel this year to help celebrate their 60th anniversary. But any time is a good time to visit Israel. It's a vibrant society. I remember to this day in detail my trip 35 years ago. It's a young society, even though it's turning 60. The vibrancy is there. The history is paramount and manifest. And it'll be experience of a lifetime. And I know you're on. You want to really invite everyone to come this year or whenever they can.
Of course, please come to our country. You will see the same similarities that I've seen in this country. You will enjoy it.
You'll think you're in California, but you're really not.
You'll enjoy it, and everybody speaks English.
I mean, people. And it's safe. There's no safer airline than LL. Thank you so much for giving us the honor of coming down to our show. Thank you for watching. Give us a line or a holler about our new set. The crew put a lot of work into it. We'll see you all next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram,
and Long Beach Magazine.
And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.